Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Four primates receive long-awaited liberation. Two vervet monkeys, a snow monkey and a squirrel monkey that were first confiscated in April 2001 from an abuse case and then relocated to Living Treasures Animal Park, a horrible, inadequate roadside zoo in western Pennsylvania, have finally been relinquished to animal rights activists. The monkeys are reportedly in fair physical condition, but are showing many signs of stereotypic behaviors and mental problems due to their unfortunate and tragic past. Fortunately, with time and proper rehabilitation, the monkey should improve. After an article was published in the Greensburg, Pennsylvania Tribune Review regarding world-renowned primate expert Jane Goodall's request to Living Treasures Animal Park to give up custody of the animals to accredited sanctuaries, the owner of LTAP, John Geyer, abandoned the animals in small crates at a local veterinarian's office. Mr. Geyer stated he could not stand the bad press anymore and the harassment of activists seeking to gain custody of the animals. Living Treasures Animal Park has had numerous violations of the Animal Welfare Act in the last 10 years. Also, in February 2001, owner Tom Geyer shot and killed three tiger cubs after they had escaped from their cage. It's a huge relief to have the primates out of Living Treasures. For these four monkeys, who are now safe in Kentucky awaiting their trip to permanent sanctuary homes in Texas, this is a huge victory. Unfortunately, there was a fifth primate that activists were trying to get released from Living Treasures Animal Park, a baboon, who died on December 15th of last year in LTAP's custody under suspicious circumstances. Activists are awaiting information from necropsy reports on the animal's death. Thank you to everyone that wrote, faxed, called, and added their support to rescue these monkeys. The monkeys are safe now because of all of you. However, Living Treasures Animal Park continues to imprison and violate hundreds of other animals, including other non-human primates. Please take a few minutes to write a letter to the editor in response to the article on the monkey relocation. Point out that you are happy that Tom Geyer gave the monkeys to activists in this case. However, Living Treasures should be closed down and all other animals should be allowed to go to accredited quality sanctuaries as well. It's time for Tom Geyer to find a better way to make a living than exploiting and imprisoning wild beings. To write a letter to the editor protesting Living Treasures' ongoing exploitation of the other animals imprisoned there, please write The Tribune Review, 622 Cabin Hill Drive, Greensburg, Pennsylvania, 15601. That's the Tribune Review, 622 Cabin Hill Drive, Greensburg, Pennsylvania, 15601. You can also send email to letters@tribweb.com. That's letters@tribweb.com. Remember to include your mailing address and phone number when sending letters to the editor. Also, please make any donations you can toward the rescued monkeys' lifelong care at the Texas Snow Monkey Sanctuary and the Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation. Donations should be sent to both organizations. The Texas Snow Monkey Sanctuary, who are adopting the snow monkey and the two vervets, address is Box 702, Dilley, Texas 78017. That's the Texas Snow Monkey Sanctuary, Box 702, Dilley, Texas 78017. And Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation Incorporated, who are adopting the squirrel monkey, at P.O. Box 1157, Bern, Texas, that's B-O-E-R-N-E, 78006. That address for Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation Incorporated, P.O. Box 1157, Bern, Texas, 78006. If you want more information, you can visit www.primaterescue.org, that's www.primaterescue.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, it's the